Hey everyone, it's your girl Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Anxiety Antidote. You know, life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, right? With its ups and downs, twists and turns, we're constantly navigating this crazy thing called existence. And let's be real, sometimes those dips are deeper than we'd like, leaving us feeling overwhelmed and lost. Today, we're diving into a topic that affects millions of people worldwide: anxiety and depression awareness. It's something that needs to be talked about openly and honestly because understanding it is the first step towards conquering it together. Ever felt that knot in your stomach that just won't go away? Or maybe those heavy, gloomy days where getting out of bed feels like climbing Mount Everest. You know those feelings. They're real, they're common, and they don't have to define you. So how do we tackle these feelings head on? Here are 5 key takeaways that might just change your perspective. First things first, let's debunk the myth that anxiety and depression are signs of weakness. Think about it, these are complex mental health conditions, not character flaws. Imagine your brain as a high-performance machine. Sometimes it needs a little tune-up. That's what seeking help is all about, giving your brain the support it needs to function at its best. Second, remember that you're not alone in this journey. 1 in 5 adults experience mental health challenges each year. Just imagine millions of people are going through similar struggles. We need to create a supportive environment where talking about these issues isn't taboo, but rather a sign of strength and courage. Thirdly, let's talk about self-care. It's not just bubble baths and face masks, though those can be nice. Self-care is about prioritizing your mental and emotional well-being, eating nourishing foods, getting enough sleep, engaging in activities that bring you joy, and setting healthy boundaries. Think of it as fueling your mind and body so you can navigate life's challenges with more resilience. Fourth, don't underestimate the power of connection. Humans are social creatures and we thrive when we have strong relationships. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, join a support group, or even engage in online communities where people share their experiences and offer encouragement. Remember, sharing your story can be incredibly healing and empowering. Finally, remember that progress takes time. There will be ups and downs on this journey, but don't give up. Be kind to yourself, celebrate the small victories, and keep taking those steps forward. Every day is a fresh start, an opportunity to build a more resilient and fulfilling life. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a college student juggling exams, part-time work, and a demanding social life. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed, like there aren't enough hours in the day. The deadlines pile up, her sleep schedule is shot, and those nagging thoughts of "I can't do this" start creeping in. Sounds familiar, right? Sarah's anxiety is spiraling, making it difficult to focus on her studies and enjoy time with friends. This could be anyone, your classmate, your neighbor, even you. Sarah knows she needs help, but the stigma surrounding mental health keeps her hesitant to reach out. The good news is that Sarah has options. There are therapists who specialize in anxiety, support groups for college students, and online resources offering coping mechanisms and self-care tips. By seeking help, Sarah can learn to manage her anxiety, prioritize her well-being, and ultimately thrive despite the challenges she faces. So, what's the takeaway here? Anxiety and depression are real, they are treatable, and you deserve support. Let's break down the stigma, encourage open conversations, and empower each other to seek help when we need it. Remember, your mental health matters. You matter. And taking care of yourself isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. If you or someone you know is struggling with anxiety or depression, please reach out for help. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, contact a mental health professional, or explore online resources dedicated to providing support and guidance. You're not alone in this journey, and there's hope for healing and well-being. Now go out there and make today amazing. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words of encouragement. And as always, keep those anxieties at bay, one day at a time. See you in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.